Welcome to the Tucked In Tea Podcast. I'm Trent, the guy who always tucks his tea in just right.
And I am Alex, the guy who makes it look effortless, but definitely overthinks it every time.
Together, we're your favorite duo, here to chat about fashion, culture, and why tucking your tea might just solve all of life's little tiny problems.
Trent, well, maybe not all, but hey, at least we look good while trying.
So go ahead and grab your favorite tea, tucked or untucked, and get ready for some laughs, hot takes, and probably a lot of unsolicited advice.
Let's get into it. And remember, life is too short for sloppy outfits.
All right.
That intro was brought to you by...
none other
than...
the one and only...
AI.
Okay, I'll stop trying to like make myself sound like a more of a man.
Yeah, just be you.
Okay, babe. I'll be me, dude.
Be you, Trent.
Okay. Hey, Alex.
That's not how you sound.
What?
That's how AI... No, we asked AI to make an intro for the Tucked In Tea Podcast.
I almost want to play that before, like as the clips. Like play it before the intro music.
That's okay. I mean, that works for me.
Maybe. You'll know. You'll know what we decided.
Hey, what do you guys think? Should we do that?
Should we have done it that way?
Okay.
They say no. Sorry.
Hey, that's just the best way to go about things.
Alex, I want to start off with one thing.
What's the thing?
I want to say big thank you.
Big thank you.
To you all who are listening in your ears to us right now. This is not possible without... your listens. I mean, it's possible, but it would be for not.
Useless. Yeah. So, it would be very useless.
So we really appreciate you guys listening.
No, seriously.
And
yeah.
The Patreon members, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for all you've done for us, we've got something to reward you, maybe just a little bit.
Oh, man.
And so we got a special thing going on with the Patreon. For now, they already know by now. They would already know about
this.
They
will know.
For you who are listening, we have a big announcement today.
It's ginormous.
It's pretty big. We're going to talk about it after we do our fan mail section today.
Alex so is shaking. Oh, my goodness. I want to throw up.
Shaking in his boots, and it's not because he's scared. Did you say you want to throw up?
I said I want to tell them.
Oh.
Like, dude, I'm going to vomit.
I'll projectile vomiting. Anyway, so yeah, we got a big announcement today, and thank you guys, because, you know, we appreciate you. So let's just take a moment to put her there with you.
Thank you. Solid. Good hand.
Good hand, y'all. I have a story this week about put her there.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Do you want me to start with this?
Please.
I feel like I've done a lot of the talking.
And I'll do a lot of
the first
listening.
2 minutes.
It's only been 2 minutes. We've got a few more to go. So
just a couple. I'm thinking we do a 5-minute episode today.
I'll have my turn.
I'll leave you 30 seconds. Okay, so Alex, earlier this week, I don't know exactly what day of the week. One of the ones.
Monday.
You know, the one that ends in day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was Monday, wasn't it?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't Monday. It was Tuesday.
I just said it.
So I'm with my fiance. This is our first week of classes here at college, mm-hmm. at our escuela, as you called it last
Back
episode.
At it.
And we are doing syllabus work, yada, yada. First week of school, you know how it goes. Me and my fiance, we're sitting here at school, just in some seats around campus. Some here, some there.
Comfortable.
We literally call them the comfy seats.
Oh, there you go.
We say, do you want to go sit in the comfy seats? Yeah,
comfy.
We want to go sit.
I love the word comfy. I just put that out there real quick.
I also love the word comfort colors when it comes to my shirts.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
Don't give too much. First you said syllabus, and now you're saying comfort colors. Oh, no.
Okay. Anyway, we literally do call them the comfy seats, so it's funny you mentioned that. So we're sitting in our comfy seats, and we're just watching people watching everyone, you know, going to class, getting their mail. Everyone's rushing, freaking out about all the homework they got. And here comes... one of my favorite gentlemen on campus. He works for the security department.
Let's name him. He doesn't have to... we don't have to say his real name, but let's...
okay, let's call him Mr. Secure. Okay. So Mr. Secure works for the security, and he's an older gentleman, really, really, really fun guy. And he works up in the office a lot of times where my fiance works. And so they're around each other a lot, and he likes to joke with her just to, like, in a he's kind of like a grandpa kind of guy, you know,
yeah,
how he
yeah.
is, those mm-hmm. people. And so he'll tease her a lot. And so he walks by, and he looks at me, and we're sitting there. And he stops a little bit, and he looks, and he says, ah, keep an eye on that one. And he tells that to me, yeah, uh-huh. pointing at her. And I look at him, and I said, not even a split second. I looked at him and said, ah, I'll keep two. And he just, at that moment, he just absolutely lost it. And I didn't even think it was that funny of a comment. But I mean, it tickled him. He was tickled, Alex. When I say he was tickled, I mean it.
Like a feather under the nose.
Under the nose. Okay. I always thought it was a... Never mind. So, so yeah. He instead of continuing to walk where he was going to go, he just stopped, leaned over, and started laughing. He came over, and this is why I mention it. He came over to me and shook my hand. He appreciated it so much. It meant so much to him that he came over and shook my hand. And he was like repeating it after to himself. Like, two eyes. As he walked away. And then he stepped through the doorway, then took one more step back and said... Two eyes.
Dude, he loved it.
And then he kept going. And then a couple days later, I saw him again this week, and he looked at me and said, still keeping two eyes. Dude, it's so funny.
I'm so confident. He went home, and he's telling his wife. He's like, hey, guess what this boy said today.
It was so funny. It did my heart good to see that some random little comment I made made him so happy. It just, I like to see people genuinely laugh. It's good to see merry people.
Merry, merry, merry Christmas, merry people.
Merry, 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 merry.
Merry, did you know?
That it was that funny.
We need that kind of validation in our lives oftentimes. Especially
when we're trying to be funny.
Yeah, or even if you're not trying to be funny. Just to make someone laugh that much, that is a great feeling.
Yeah.
That is invigorating. Just makes you... makes it just want to make it more and makes more.
Makes you want
people
to tickle
laugh.
More people.
It is pretty awkward though when you try to make people laugh and it's like kind of awkward. Wait, I have a story about that.
All right, hit us up, Alex.
My turn to talk, Trent.
Okay.
Pipe down.
Oh, we're already at 7 minutes. Sorry.
You down. Took all my time.
Say pipe down.
Pipe down,
pipe
young.
Pipe down, young man.
Pipe down the peanut gallery, would ya? That'd be a good name for the podcast. Anyway, okay.
Proceed.
So, yeah, about trying to make a joke and it not really working. I was at a gas station and I was going to pump some gas at the pump, but it just was not working. And I was just having trouble. So, anyway, I go. This is on. I'm doing one of the church vans and I'm filling that up. And so I have a church card, church, like, loyalty membership card. Anyway, so I go inside and I am waiting in line, but there's also someone kind of getting candy, and I was like, are they kind of in line? Because it's like, it's at an on queue, if you know how that works, and so there's like an aisle, but it also could count as the line, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like,
you don't know if they're shopping yeah. or if they're securing their shopping.
If they're getting one of like the impulse buys, you know, they're walking by, yeah. They're like, well, it was an impulse buy. She grabbed some, no, she grabbed a Twix bar.
Oh, yeah.
A Twix bar. And so she has a drink already, grabs a Twix bar, and I didn't know if she's there already, so I said, oh, you can go. So she goes, and she gets in front of me in line, and the guy helping is behind the counter, and, you know, just real happy guy, smiley. And he, like, she puts down her Twix bar and her drink, and he scans it, and he goes, now I'm gonna have to ask you a question. She goes, okay. He goes, can I have half of that?
What? Wait, the cashier guy?
Yeah, the cashier. And he puts his finger on the Twix bar. It's like, can I have half of that? And then she's like, she like didn't really say anything. I think she was feeling maybe a little bit weirded out.
Yeah.
And he's like, just a little bit. Just a teeny bit. Come on, just a teeny bit. You know, he said, can I just have a little bit? And then he goes, I'm joking. And so, like, genuinely, that's what he said. And I was just laughing so hard.
That is hilarious.
Or, like, at least trying to keep it in.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she gave him nothing. She was just like, I'm just trying to... Yeah, I'm buying a Mountain Dew and a Twix bar. My life isn't doing that well.
Leave me alone.
I just want to go and just drown myself in caramel and cookie and chocolate, whatever else is in a Twix bar, I don't know. But, and then, so it doesn't stop there. And then he, she leaves. And
he did take a bite.
He said, I will have half of that.
I'm going to have a little bit.
Yeah, it's a demand, not a request.
That's but, a tax. He charges tax like that.
Yeah.
That's 7% of that bar is mine.
Cashier tax. So I go in, I go to pay now. I'm telling him I just need, gas on this wasn't working. And he said, okay. And so he's like, can I see your membership card or rewards card or loyalty card, whatever it was. And then apparently it's for the church whole wide card. And so
whole wide church.
And so he sees that it says like elite member on it. And he goes, ooh, elite. He goes, this your pops? I go, huh? I was like, huh? And he goes, this your dad's? It ain't yours. You too young. This elite. And I was like, oh, no.
It's, you should have said, yeah, I'm elite.
Yeah, hey.
Since day one, baby.
Look at that 2004 Chevy van out there. That's mine.
You should. See this business? I'm a little bit.
And you had no little bit of my business. No, I said no. It's a church card. And then he goes, oh, okay. I knew it wasn't yours.
He was right.
I was like, someday is what I said. And so I go to pay at the on the little what do they call that?
Like a pin pad?
Yeah, there's a specific word, but I don't need to say it. It doesn't matter, does it?
No, it does not.
Okay. So I go to pay, and then he like leans over the counter.
Oh yeah,
and is looking
at your code.
Oh, I didn't have to put in any pin or anything.
Oh,
I'm just
my goodness,
in the card.
He's like, I'm having a little bit of that.
he said, hey, don't mind me intruding. It should just say right there. I'm like, in my head, yeah, I can do this.
What time of day is this?
4:30 maybe.
He has this much energy at 4:30?
Maybe he has the second shift.
Okay.
I don't know.
That is so funny. So what happened next?
And then I just paid and we just left and it was fine. Nothing else crazy happened. But
that is so funny.
He's like, don't mind me intruding. And I'm like, I guess you're fine.
I'm mine. Yeah, I'm mine.
But I'm truly curious because I don't know if he expected something to pop up on the screen or to pop like or if he just genuinely maybe he's like, let's see what kind of car this guy has. Yeah,
that's crazy.
But no, it was a funny time.
That is crazy. That's awesome though. Yeah. I'm glad you got to interact with him
just a little bit. just
a little bit,
just had a little bit of time with him.
A little bit.
Other than that, I mean, you know, you can make people laugh anywhere, in a gas station,
yeah,
and let's see, on a comfy seat.
On a comfy chair.
And in front of a microphone.
Or sometimes.
Sometimes.
I did think about this, Alex.
What?
Just how much, man, I have lost how much good it does just to smile at people.
It makes a difference. That was in my bio for a long time. A smile can change the day of a lot of people or something like that. I don't know.
That's really tender.
Thank you.
If you guys didn't know.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm wrong.
No, go ahead. Hey.
Alex is a very tender person.
Chicken?
No, just tender. Okay. No chicken here.
That's the word he described me as earlier. I was telling him a little story.
I called him sweet, but I was like, maybe sweet isn't the right word.
Dude, you're so sweet.
I said, you're so sweet. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. And then later he was eating chicken tenders, and I said, that's the word, tender.
Genuinely, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened today.
Yeah, I'm not lying. Did you think they would think I was lying?
I feel like they're like,
there's no way.
There's no way he's eating chicken tenders.
Hey, there's no way.
There's no way a guy like Alex
is. Hey, is that the truth? Yeah, just a little bit. So, anyway, but man, just to have the joy of Christ in your heart and to let that show forth, even just in a smile, and to say like, hey, compliment people. Not weirdly, but just compliment people like, you know, have a great day. Or if you genuinely like someone's sweatshirt, say, hey, nice sweatshirt, man. I like that.
Yeah.
Just be nice. Just be real.
Be fun.
Don't fake it.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, just show the love of Christ. The world needs it.
And look, trying isn't being fake. Okay?
No.
Let's say your personality is just, you're pretty stoic. You're pretty reserved. just because you're trying to be more out there, more smiley, more energetic, does not mean that you're fake.
Right.
That word gets thrown around a lot for people like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're kind of fake. That's not really who they are. But that's, I mean, you're trying. You're just trying to be, you're trying to resolve yourself in this new year.
One thing everyone can do is at least smile at somebody.
Absolutely. Everyone can do that.
So.
You have teeth, right? Now, hey, if you don't have teeth, I'll give you the pass.
Disclaimer.
Don't, just. What? Clamor?
I said disclaimer.
Oh, I thought you said just clamor.
Just clamor. Like,
what does that mean? Is that a special smile where you only use your gums?
You can smirk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah, so just be fun, smile, and be witty.
Just be witty.
I have a witty test.
And just have a little bit.
I have a witty test for you. A witty bitty test.
A witty bitty witty test. We're overusing this, dude.
Just a witty bitty witty test.
We are overdoing this.
Nah, they like it.
Okay.
All right, ready? You walk into a coffee shop.
Oh my goodness. Okay, what?
You walk into a coffee shop and the barista asks you if you want your drink for here or to go.
Yeah.
What's your wittiest response?
My wittiest response? 3, 2, 1. As long as it's not on my shirt.
I mean, that's something. And look, that's a little joke you can easily do.
That literally was off. That was bad, but that was on top of my head right there.
But that would make the right person smile.
Just not on my clothes.
All right, ready?
You're going to be a lot better at this than I am. You're quicker than me.
Well, I'm not doing this for you.
Oh, man.
All right.
I feel pressure right now.
All right. You're at a dinner party.
Uh-huh.
And someone says,
I don't go to dinner parties.
Tell me a little about yourself.
What?
Someone says, tell me a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself? My pinky toe.
What? You're going to say it to anyone?
That's a little bit about myself.
That's the littlest bit I have. The
littlest bit about myself.
Oh my goodness.
That's just real. This is the littlest bit. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Honestly, that's the biggest flex, is to have a normal looking pinky toe. We don't get to talk about too much about toes on this episode. We'll say it for another one. But some people have whack looking pinky toes. That's all I'll say. That's it.
What are you saying right now? I did not sign up for this. AI did not tell him to say that. That was on his own volition. You're being witty. Okay. I want you to do this test after.
Okay.
Or do you want me to do? Let me just do one for you.
There's two right there. There's two ones that are there.
Okay. Okay. This one's yours. Did you already read this?
No.
Okay.
I actually did not.
You're running late and someone says, oh, decided to join us, huh?
I decided to because I was running late.
What? You just repeat what they said back to them in reverse. Hey, good to see you. Yeah, see you good it is. What?
I was so bad. I wanted to be super quick. Like, what?
You just started saying something.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Someone compliments your outfit and says, wow, you're really dressed up tonight or today.
You should be glad I didn't dress down.
Should have seen me last night.
See, that's better. You're better than me at this.
I don't know.
Than at me.
This is
at
fun.
This.
Wait. Do some more.
All right.
I don't think I'm better at this. I think in the real world you're better at this than I am.
It's no. I'll give you 100% verification that is so much harder on the spot.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It flows a lot better in natural conversation.
All right. You're holding a coffee.
Uh huh.
You do this often, don't you?
Okay. Holding a coffee.
Yeah, and then I come up to you. I say, wow, you really love caffeine, huh?
It doesn't love me.
Oh! Wait, why doesn't it love you?
I don't know. This is what I thought about first. I was going to say, can't get away from it. But then I said, it doesn't love me.
You know this, can't live without it.
Can't live with it.
No, you just don't say anything after.
Can't live without it? Not even a little bit.
All right, you make a bold prediction. And someone says, oh, you think you're a fortune teller now?
No, this is legitimately what I would say. We'll see.
Oh, that is like just good. That
I just see, say, we'll see.
That's the most like cool answer.
Or be like, or just be like, something like wait and see or something like that. That's what I'd say.
That's pretty cool. That makes you seem mysterious.
That I would have a smirk on my face and I'd end the conversation and walk away.
Just mic drop.
I'd put my hood up and walk away.
Get out of here. I'm cool. And witty. Cool and witty.
This is kind of fun.
What's your secret to staying so calm, someone asks you?
Don't get excited. I don't know.
Just have no clue what's going on.
See, that's way better. You're like, huh?
What's your secret to staying so calm?
Who are you?
What's happening? Is there a reason I shouldn't be?
You just hold up NyQuil. Stuff.
Oh man. Oh, I just punched the mic.
Ouch. No, that was me.
Am I Mike Tyson? Sorry, I'm just trying to be really witty right now.
Okay.
All right, do you want one last one?
One last one, I guess.
Okay. You walk into a room and someone says, "You're late." That's just what it says.
Oh, I would say, I don't know, you're early. I don't know. You just get them back.
You're early. You're late. Okay. And? That's ew, that's so, like, sassy.
Yeah.
Okay, and?
So? What about it?
All right, let's give one more to this audience.
Oh.
You guys can listen.
Best response? Wait, they're responding?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
So,
go.
You guys respond however you want. Oh, you know, like, on Spotify, you can leave comments. I didn't know that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't get on Spotify ever.
Oh, yeah. So. I use Apple Podcasts, too, but I saw on Spotify you can leave comments. So, you guys can do that if you want.
Sweet.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
I bet you don't know the answer to that one is...
What the answer?
I bet you don't know the answer to that.
Like, I bet you don't know what the answer to that one is.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I bet you don't know the answer to that, dude. So, I don't even know what I'd say, but I'd like to know what you say.
I know what I'd say.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm not going to say it.
Because then it'd give it away.
Because then it would give it away. You know, speaking of giveaways, Alex.
What?
Do you want to get into fan mail?
Yeah, I'd actually really like to.
Okay. On three. One, two. So dumb. Hey, guys. Welcome to the part of the show where we have mail from fans, fan mail. Okay, here we go.
Mail from fans, fans to mail.
And at the end of this, we got a big announcement.
Hey, I want to count this as fan mail if I could, please.
Okay.
So I just mentioned comments from Spotify. We got one comment from Bradley Wells. He says, "I thought you were talking about a crematory, not a creamery." I was like, "How is that an ice cream place?" Get it? He thought we were at like a, you know what a crematory is?
Oh yeah.
Cremate people.
Oh, not a creamery.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got the jolted cow at a
yikes.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah.
That would be very awkward.
What's in this ice cream?
Yeah, a little ashy.
Okay. Yeah, gross. Okay, let me start another fan mail here from Josiah Steelman.
Sweet.
Our guy. Remember last week sent us a picture of the hiking trip that I was in?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a reply to that. He said, "Yes, I was the one taking the picture, and I did meet Trent." That makes me feel so bad that I don't remember.
You're a horrible person.
I am really a bad... Wow. I'm so sorry, Josiah. This makes me feel terrible. Like, honestly. He says, "I didn't have glasses at that time, so that might be why you didn't recognize me."
Oh,
well, that might be something. Here's some statistics from the hike going up and down. Okay. Let's see. Here's a link. Oh. I have to create a account for this.
Oh, no.
So let me work on that in a little bit. But he also says, also, I think I might have seen Alex at the GIBF in the fall.
Oh, nice. Oh, I should have said something.
He says, P.S. I only greatly dislike two names. They are Joey and JoJo. Okay.
Okay.
Won't use those.
Never again will I use
that. We would not want to use those. Okay.
All right. So you get those facts.
I'll try.
Stats.
Yeah.
All right. I'll move on to the next one. And this one, I just saw the name, and I am pumped up right now. I am so ready to read this. You'll never believe it. Guess who this is. Ready? Lily Steelman.
Oh, my goodness.
There's another Steelman. There's a Steel Woman. All right. She says, hey, boys. Have I got some news for you? First of all, I am Josiah's. Yes, the Josiah Steelman's sister. What a great privilege, first of all.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Lily, congratulations. He says, secondly, I introduced Josiah to the podcast. That's she's the reason that we have our number one fan.
Wow.
Wow. So she introduced it. She says, you're welcome. Yeah, seriously, thank you. She says, I like to listen to the podcast while I clean the houses. Whoa, Lily.
Wow.
Okay. And she says,
real estate.
Yeah. She's professional.
Never mind.
Okay. She says, well, I clean houses and was cleaning when I heard y'all read Josiah's first fan mail. Wow. She remembers where she was. That's pretty insane.
That's when history was made.
She says, boy, oh boy, I about died laughing when Trent said, yep, definitely not allergic to trees.
What? When did I say that?
I don't know.
Okay.
She said, Josiah got allergy tested when he was 7 and was off the charts allergic to every tree they tested him for.
What?
Oh my goodness.
What have we done to Josiah?
You're the reason. That's pretty nuts, actually. And he says, my favorite part of this show now is both of you making inaccurate assumptions about my brother. She said, she said, by the way, Josiah and I were both at college camp last year and met Trent. They met you, Trent. Wow.
I feel so
bad. Oh my goodness. She says, I was the photographer that went on the hike, and she played the piano for some of the services. Here are some pictures I got of Trent during the week. No!
What?
That is awesome.
Wait. There I am.
There's four pictures.
There I am.
That is great. Wait, okay.
I still use that water bottle.
I've got to see these.
I have that water bottle with me.
How can I not see?
I used that water bottle this morning.
Okay, here's one. Oh, there's the back. The neck of Trent. Very nice. Okay. One more.
Oh, she points out
Trent and Josiah. You guys were 10 feet away from each other.
Did you see that one? We're right next to each other in a photo.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh!
Wait, one moment, dude.
That's Josiah? Yeah, of course I remember him.
Oh, so you do remember him.
That was on the mountaintop. We are legitimately side by side in this photo.
Wait, I'm getting there. Trent, you with a baseball and him with a baseball bat.
Yeah, I was first base coach.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
And then wait, I'm about to get to the one where you guys are next to each other.
We were legitimately side by side in this group photo.
I think your forearms are touching together.
They gotta be.
That is crazy.
I cannot believe.
Wow.
I didn't recognize him.
But you know him now?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
We're like old friends now.
Basically, can't make old
friends. Good to meet you again, Josiah. Put her there. Wow. This has been an incredible journey. That would not have happened if this podcast was not a thing.
That is so crazy.
Can we post this, the group photo?
Patreon? No, absolutely, yeah.
We'll post this on Patreon.
As
that
long
is
as we
hilarious.
Have permission from Josiah.
Yeah, I guess we should probably ask. Is that okay?
But hey, Is that okay, Josiah? We'll text him or something.
That is amazing. That Great. Is That's so, so funny. Funny. Thank you, Lily.
So you guys, I need a picture with him.
Wow.
Oh, man. Man, so I have a picture with someone, with one of our fans, and you have a picture with one of our fans. Not even fans. Wow. With our friends.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome. Shall I read the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. This one's from Grace. Remember?
Oh, the one I have a picture with.
Yeah, the one took a picture, and then I did met on the tour the other week.
Yes, yes, yes.
She says, hey, Alex and Trent, this is Grace, the girl who took a picture with Alex, laughy face. I wanted to explain why I didn't take a picture with Trent.
Okay, here's some explanation.
The email is, let me explain. It was mainly because Trent is engaged, and if I was dating or engaged, I'm not sure I would like a random girl having a picture with my man. Well,
Celia thanks you.
Maybe that's just a personal preference, but there you go. If I come to the college again, maybe we can get one with all of us together. I think that would be better, question mark?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But I enjoyed the tour, so thank you, Trent. Thanks for another shout-out on the pod. It's definitely a cool feeling. Keep up the good work. Well, I want to say that is very respectable.
Yeah.
So
no.
I
respectful young
100%
lady. 100%.
Thank you. That is awesome. So that makes complete sense, and definitely want to thank you. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool. And she might be coming to school, which is crazy.
That is really cool.
So yeah, we'll have to get a picture.
Yeah,
for sure. That'd be fun.
Sweet.
All right. Well, thanks for leaving that email.
Next one. We got
Grace.
A lot today.
Yeah, we got five.
This is fantabulous.
All right. We got one from Joel. All right. He says, okay, my completely made-up trivia question.
What?
For Trent, I think, is what is the division number of clones that Anakin is general over?
Oh, my goodness.
And what is the division number of clones that Obi-Wan is general over?
Oh, my goodness.
He doesn't even have an answer, so I won't know.
Keep reading.
All right. He says, also, I have a question for both of you. As to what recording day looks like from beginning to the end for the podcast. Like, is there a scheduled time that y'all are like, well, it's time to record the podcast? Or do you just do it any open space of time? Thanks for being some number one podcasters. I wish there was a segment of podcast host mail where you guys choose certain fans of the week each week and write a fan mail to those fans asking them questions so that we are the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union may experience what it's like to receive the fan mail. Much preach, my brothers in Christ, Joel. Joel, that was just a great... That was awesome.
That was fantastic.
I really like that idea, first of all.
Yeah, and actually, with what we're going to announce, could definitely lend itself to that.
Definitely.
100%, actually. 100%. So, sorry, it was a goose flew overhead.
Okay. They probably can't even hear that either way.
No. Okay, now, I don't remember the Star Wars question. Okay. Okay, it's been years since I've seen the Clone Wars.
Okay.
I think it's the 501st for Anakin and maybe 401st for Obi-Wan. But I have absolutely no idea anymore. I cannot remember. It's literally been so long.
Okay, I just looked up real quick here. And I see, let's see, serving as the 7th Sky Course, the 212th Recon Division?
For
that
which
sound
one?
Right?
It
for
probably
Obi-Wan?
Is.
Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan, yeah. I didn't know that one.
And then who's the other guy that he said?
Anakin.
Okay.
Do you know how to spell that?
I can guess.
A-N-A.
Does 501st sound
okay,
right?
Yeah. Okay, so I knew that one was 501st.
But you got that one right?
Yeah. I just could not remember... Obi-Wan, that makes me sad. I'm not a nerd like I thought I was. I know Commander Cody and Captain Rex. I know the generals. I mean, the commanders under the generals, but
And this is the part of the podcast where Alex has no idea what's going on.
Anyway, I can't forget the 501st, but I forgot Obi-Wan's. So, Joel, put her there. You got me.
Got him. Okay. And then what does our podcast day look like? All right. So I wake up at about 7 o'clock. No, 8 o'clock.
Oh, do you want to do your schedule and then my schedule?
Just add together, hour okay. by hour. 8 o'clock, okay. What are you doing?
I've been up for 2 hours.
Okay, well, I've just been... Okay.
Actually, an hour and a half, hour and a half.
Actually, no, I got up at 5, too. Yeah,
I did not get up at 5. 6:30.
I did, though. I did. Yeah, so, okay, at 5, I got up, and then... No, I'll 6:30. Be honest. I'll
I
be
went
honest.
To the gym this morning.
Okay, okay.
Before.
I woke up at 8. So, all right, so at 8 o'clock, you were doing just...
Getting ready.
Relax and get ready. 9 o'clock, what are you doing?
I'm driving to the church.
Same here. 10 o'clock, what are you doing?
You're not driving there till 10.
Okay,
I'm
from
kidding.
In
I'm,
the hour, in
I'm
the hour
joking.
Of 9. Not at 9 o'clock.
I'm joking.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, going to the church, 10 o'clock, we're eating breakfast and meeting at the church.
Yeah, about that time. 11 o'clock, what are you doing?
On the road, making bus visits.
Samesy here.
Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Okay.
12.
I'm eating lunch, brother.
Yeah, I'm just just about done.
Yeah.
With, we're either closing it down or whatever.
Ramping it up.
And by wrapping up, I'm talking about lunch.
Yum, yum.
1 o'clock, what are you doing? This is usually about when we get together, right? About
just
one.
Around. We're usually finishing lunch, kind of planning out when we want to do the pod.
Yeah. So about 12:30 is probably when we got together today.
Usually between 2 to 4 is when we do pod, mm-hmm. starting at least.
Yeah, and then we spent a good probably about 40 minutes together before the podcast.
Definitely.
Just doing an unrecorded one, basically.
Basically. If you guys only knew.
If you only knew. And then afterwards of our podcast, let's see, we said 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. We're still together probably either just... doing random stuff for a podcast or random stuff for fun. And then 6 o'clock is about dinner time, and we might go separate ways. We might do that together. It goes,
yeah, just depends.
It goes either way. And then that's just nighttime. Sometimes we'll do basketball. He'll be
we
off.
We did last night. I can't play again.
Yeah,
I locked up.
He was cramping.
Both my calves decided to start mooing, and it was not good. That was dumb.
He was just on the side of the court. He fell and he's
I couldn't get up. My
He's you guys the reason our team lost.
You know how cramps I was not contributing very much. But you know how cramps are. You're pretty much immobile for a couple minutes if it's both legs like that.
Yeah. No, I definitely understand.
And Alex made a big joke.
So like, okay, so he's on the ground.
We gotta say it now.
Yeah, he's on the ground and he gets off to the side of the court. And so people are kind of surrounding him a little bit. And so the whole gym,
they're all like, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, yeah. I'm just cramped up.
The whole gym is it's watching. And like, there's not, I don't want to say the whole gym. I mean, there's like
all 12 people.
There's maybe like 50 people in there.
I guess.
In the stands. And everyone's kind of quiet looking at Trent. And I just like turn around. I go, just do us a favor and pray. Just do us a favor and pray.
I literally like tried to wave people. I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm on the ground.
You didn't want them to pray for you.
Well, I didn't want them to think it was that serious. Yeah. I was trying to like laugh and smile so they knew I was okay. But I was between trying to, you know how hard it is to try and wave at people and still grab your calves at the same time?
It just looked like you were asking for help. You're like,
help. I'm sending smoke signals over there.
No, no one thought it was serious.
No, yeah, I hope not. Everyone was trying to like help me up too, and I had to reject them and be like, dude, I can't move. Don't help me up.
Please don't.
I won't be able to.
Okay. Last one, if you want to do that.
Oh, okay. This one is from... Mason, our friend Mason, he sent us a link to a Home Depot product. It says this: your friend has shared a link to a Home Depot product they think you would be interested in seeing.
I'm going to take a wild guess of what this is.
Okay, go ahead.
A fan.
Okay, let's look.
He's trying to...
Ready?
Oh my goodness. I'm having a little bit of trouble pulling it up.
It is a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. It's a battery.
Oh, there you go.
Whoa.
Oh, I see a cordless.
It's a cordless battery operated little like
Ryobi.
Work fan.
Ryobi, sponsor us, would ya?
Ryobi?
Ryobi.
Ryobi 1. 212th.
So you remember who else used to do this? Send us pictures of fans.
That's a great transition. Can we cue a little bit of sad music?
I'll just go in the background. You could just talk about it.
Oh.
In the arms of
that's too loud. I can't talk. Listen, guys. We just need to talk about our friend Josiah. Josiah Schmitz. He's been absent for a while. He used to send us fans every week. Josh, where are you? Come back to us, Josh. We miss you. It's not the same. Wherever you're at, Josh, I hope you're hearing this. May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Joshua Schmitz. Where did you go?
Is it my turn to sing?
Yeah. We miss you. Josh, come back. Are you even listening anymore?
I don't know
anymore?
Sad music.
What are you doing? Did you get abducted? We want you back, Josh. Happy birthday. Well, did we do something wrong? We read every single one of your fan mails. We enjoyed them.
Happy birthday,
Josh, if you're out there, send us another fan mail, would you?
Happy birthday.
For those who don't know, Joshua Schmitz was one of the core members of the founding of, not founding, at the beginning of the Tech and Tea podcast.
He gave us everything we needed and walked away.
He did
away.
A lot. He would listen every week. He would send in fan mails, pictures of fans.
He kept fan mail alive single-handedly.
On it, he carried it on his back, and he made fan mail what it is today. So everyone give Joshua Schmitz a round of applause.
Woo!
Oh,
we love you, Josh.
Maybe he has his own podcast, so maybe he's busy with that.
Yeah.
So Joshua Schmitz, if you're listening, we care about you, buddy. We want you back. But I think that's all for our patron. What?
That was fantastic.
All of our fan mails. That was awesome. We had 5.
Wow. That was great.
What did we do to deserve 5?
Is it time for our big announcement?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
If I don't ruin my mic, can you mind putting
that
in?
He just manhandled his mic.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So,
Well?
Announcement time.
We did it.
I don't even... We're here, and I'm excited, and... Well, we have a website.
We have a shop, an online shop, guys.
You can go to tuckedint.com.
It's ours.
And you can be on our website.
Yeah, so we have merch on there. We have little bios from us. We have, like, the reason behind what we're doing here. And we also have a place where you can leave your email for us. So that's how we can get in touch with you guys, like Joel was saying. Sorry, Joel. And we can actually get in touch with you guys. So with this thing, we dropped our new Just Being Silly merch, which we're going to keep putting out stuff. But we hope that you guys like it. We tried to do 2 different variants of t-shirts. One's a little cheaper than the other. Because honestly, we can't really adjust the price that we know of right now. So the price is just what it is, which that's just how it is. But... we tried to give you guys an option, so...
So we have some Cut for Colors one, some Gildan one. That still says it's a soft style, and it seemed to have some good reviews on it. So I think you'll be happy with it if you want to save a little bit of money. But obviously, we have, we have our Comfort Colors. We have some t-shirts that are out there. And we also have some embroidered hats.
Yes. Also, wish we could change the price on those, but I'm going to get one.
Okay.
I have to.
I think they look great. They look great. They're quite expensive, so I totally understand if
I wouldn't say they're quite, but they're definitely in the medium.
More than the average hat, I'll tell you that.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know if you're in the hat business.
Okay, I've never bought a hat, I'll tell you that.
Okay, well, so. I think they're in the medium, the middle range for hats.
Oh, well then, go ahead and grab one.
I don't know.
But it looks super great, guys. It's the Just Being Silly t-shirt, and guess what? These have a touch of personality for me and Trent.
Oh, go ahead.
All right, so we slaved and slaved on this design. And even though
it was like 20 minutes.
It was more than that. Way more than that. It was like an hour, 20 minutes. Anyway. But no, seriously, I'm not even going to try to hide it. We worked pretty hard on it, and we were trying to make it look just right. It looks pretty simple right now, but you should have seen what it looked like before.
It was rough.
So we went through some rough stages, but we finally found what we liked, and we wanted the word silly to just be a little bit different, a little bit silly. And we were like, man, we couldn't find a font that it fit. We couldn't find something that just made it look right. So Trent had the idea, let's just draw it ourselves.
Let's freehand this.
And so now every shirt has the drawing of me and Trent on it.
I did the S.
I did the I.
I did the L.
One of the L's. I did another L.
And then he ended up doing the Y.
Yeah, we had some trouble with the Y.
And then he did a little smiley face.
So, guys, I think it looks super great. I can't wait to get mine.
And then we put the definition of silly on the back just to...
It just looks good. I can't say anything about it.
I would like to get a hoodie out, too, of it.
Yeah, let's...
So, maybe by the time this is out, they'll have one.
There probably will be. It's
They will probably be kind of pricey. Yeah. That's the only thing.
Hey, if you can't... If you're like... Right now, can't buy it.
We are not trying to force you.
Nope.
Anyway.
Not at all. Look, we're not losing money if you don't buy one, and we're barely making money if you buy one. But
yeah, we can potentially work out some things, but...
Yeah, we'll see what we can do, but really, if you think, you're like, hey, I like this shirt, and I want to support and represent the Tucked and Deep podcast, and I'm a little silly sometimes...
sometimes just a little bit.
I think they look so good that I would get one, even if I didn't even know what the podcast was.
I do like them a lot.
So
shout out to us.
So
Alex.
It's just no, guys. Seriously, I don't have to get into this right now.
No, we're not.
Trent did so much for the whole website. He did so much for the merch, and so I'm thankful for you, Trent.
Well, I'm thankful for you, Alex.
Just the website looks great. I'm so happy with it. I love what we have going on here. This is the biggest.
Yeah, we finally did it. We've been waiting for a while. So anyway, tuckedandtee.com.
Tuckedandtee.com.
You might say, why isn't it tuckedandteepodcast.com? Because we made an oopsie. We accidentally bought tuckedandtee.com instead of tuckedandteepodcast.com. But it's okay. We'll renew it next year and we'll buy podcasts.
We'll make it different. Just wait 1 year.
But for now, it's tuckedandtee.com, which kind of rolls off the tongue a little better.
Yeah,
but
it's a little bit better.
And so visit us there.
Maybe we won't always be just a podcast. Maybe.
You don't have to buy anything either.
No, just look. You read our bios.
We put little bios on there, and we just want to make it to where we could be a little more personal. We put a selfie of us on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks, guys, just go check it out. Tuckedandtee.com. A link will be
in the description.
Thank you, guys. Oh, man.
Yeah,
we're super excited. Just go check it out. I'm so pumped. We just put it out today,
recording. It was this morning we put it out.
So
it went live. I almost said viral. It did not. It went live.
It didn't exactly go viral by any means.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So, man, I'm super happy about that. Super, super happy. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's that.
Nice.
That's that.
Oh, man. So, it feels like such a relief to let them know how they can go support
finally.
Us.
Finally. And if you're on Patreon, you're like, knew that.
Yeah. See, if you were on Patreon, you would have known about this 2 days
ago. We released that
ago.
2 days earlier than this.
Yikes. So, it really pays to be on the Patreon.
Well, we might have given them a little incentive.
Or maybe it costs to be on the Patreon. It pays.
It costs, but it pays. Somebody. Someone
honestly,
gets paid.
You come out even. You really do. I mean.
All right. Well, Alex, we're sitting at a good closing up time-ish. We're at 48.
Let's do one thing that I have a thought of.
Do it.
The things that make me upset.
Okay. You've been waiting on this one. I want you guys to know, listen at home or work or play, whatever you're doing. Alex has been waiting this. He texted me this thought. During the break, the winter break, he said, hey, just think about things that bother you or something like that. He's like, think about some little things that irritate you.
Yeah. And it's like, there's no reason for things to bother you this much, but you're like, why is that a thing? Why does this happen?
So pet peeves or?
Yeah, but like super minor pet peeves.
Okay.
Like itty bitty pet peeves.
Just a little bit. Just a little pet peeve. Okay. You start because I'm not sure if I know of any right now.
Okay.
I mean, give you a pet peeve. But
I pretty much only have like one for sure. I could probably think of some other ones.
Okay, go ahead and start.
But this one, I've just like been festering in my soul.
So this so is apparently...
This is like a rant right
Hello,
now,
everybody. And welcome to Alex Vent Time, where Alex vents about everything.
All right. So this is like sub point of it is laundry. I do not like doing laundry. That's not the point. I don't know if that's considered a pet peeve. No, stop. It's not right out there. I'm building there. Okay, I'm building. Okay. So stop. You understand?
I'm going to mute my mic now.
Thank you. No, okay. laundry. Okay. I don't even like laundry. Okay? And I didn't like that at home. But guess what? At home, at least it was free, okay? Now I'm at school and I'm paying $175 per load in the dryer, $175 per load in the washer. And why is one thing of laundry costing more than lunch at Sam's Club? I should not be... why? I don't know why it costs so much. $175? Are you kidding me? It used to be $150.
Yeah.
And now, okay, so like I said, I'm not angry. Just upset.
He's just festering.
I'm just disappointed.
Your own words.
That's just that annoying thing. Because, no, let me actually keep going on that.
Okay.
Because I don't even like doing it, so now I have to pay it to do something that I don't like doing.
I understand. Yeah.
But hey, so first of all, let me say this. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for paying for the bills when I was younger. Because I now don't like paying for laundry. And even though it's a lot cheaper at home because you have it all connected to one thing, still.
You still pay.
Yeah, but it's not $175 per loan.
Maybe it is.
What if it is? Mom? Dad? Well, not Mom. Mom doesn't listen. Dad? Dad's listening. How much does it cost at home?
I don't think. It sounds like too much.
I think so. Either way, obviously not that big a deal.
30 cents.
But when you don't have that much money, then come on.
Yeah, it really intensifies and amplifies itself when you only got $4 to your name. And over half of it's, no, like three, four. No, most of it.
I had to think, do I want lunch on Sunday night or dinner on Sunday night or... Do I want to have a clean shirt on Tuesday?
Wow, I could save up for a car. Well, nope. Never mind.
Gotta clean my pants.
Got 13 loads of laundry.
Okay, so this is not... Now we're here. Now we're getting to the littlest thing for no reason that makes me just go, why? The little lint catcher.
Uh-huh.
You know what it says? What does it say?
Remove lint before drying or something like that?
Before use. Think about it. Remove lint before use. Before? No, it should be after. After use. Leave it better than you found it. Do you get what I'm saying here?
Okay.
You're looking kind of confused. I don't think it should say before. Why is it saying before? So you just leave lint for the next person? Because it says before.
I clean it every time.
That's what you should do. I think any respectable human being should do it after. And I think everyone should and does for the most part. But why does it say before?
Because if you don't do it before and there is lint in there, you could start a fire.
But it should just say after, so then it reminds you to be a responsible human being.
Hey, remove lint sometime around use.
Whenever you feel like it.
When it's convenient.
So that's just a little thing.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I'm a big fan of the Boy Scout motto, leave it better than you found it.
Is that really the Boy Scout motto?
I think so, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't like what it's promoting in this generation.
Well, I see what you mean, but I don't know if I feel the same way about it. But I'm glad you're passionate about leaving things better than you found them.
I'm really not that passionate about it, but I noticed it, and I was the more and more I thought about it.
Yeah,
the more I didn't like it.
If I named one thing that really every time. It's just kind of like a why for me. And I'm not trying to be a disgraceful person. It's when people throw away liquids in trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
Enough said.
What about like if it's a...
That's enough said.
Oh, enough
people
said.
People will leave like restaurant cups sitting on the trash can.
Yeah.
I'm like, please go dump that out.
Just because it has a lid does not mean that you can just chuck it. So maybe if it's like a bottle, are you okay with that? A bottle. It's screwed on.
I guess. Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, like the 32 ounce from Taco Bell.
I just, to me, nothing's worse. Baja Blast. Nothing's worse than everywhere. Taking out the trash and it's leaking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting. Or when people have styrofoam cups. I've seen this. Someone left a full cup of orange juice, styrofoam cup of orange juice in the trash, just standing there.
Oh my
In the can. Do you not think that's going to fall over? Come on. Anyway. So,
what's your defense in that situation anyway? like, actually.
Where am I supposed to pour it out? Drink it.
Drink it.
Why'd you get it?
Find a bathroom. Find a friend, a thirsty friend. I just...
Walk out the door and chuck it.
So I guess really the main root of our problems here today is irresponsible, incompetent people.
But I think there's parts of our lives that we do things and other people think the same about us. But we're not talking about
those. It's our podcast.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, let's get into our spiritual talk. Sorry.
That was a little odd. Did we cut that or is it just going to be in there maybe?
No, I think I said, let's get into our spiritual... Then we started. So we're basically back where we were.
Right back where we started.
But yeah, let's get into our spiritual talk today. And Alex, this week I've been reading in Genesis. I actually finished Genesis this week. And man, the story of Joseph. Just to read of Joseph's faithfulness is incredible. And man, it's challenging to me. Because I know I would not... I mean, I would like to think I would have, but... To be able to respond like he did when his brothers put him in Egypt and just to excel where he was and where the Lord had allowed him to be. And he stayed faithful to the Lord, even though he could have done whatever he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
He had opportunity to do whatever. And man, it's challenging to me. And we were talking earlier, we talked about smiling, right?
Mm? Yeah.
Yeah. About if anyone can smile. Well, anyone can be faithful to God. You might not maybe... think that you're not talented like other people, and you don't have to be talented for God to use you. Obviously, God created you and he's made you exactly like he wants you to be, and he has a perfect plan for you. But anyone can be faithful, and you can stay true and faithful to God, and no matter what circumstance that he allows into your life, that doesn't mean that you can walk away from that. Stay faithful to God. And Joseph is an example of that in a big way, and he stayed faithful, and in the end, I mean, the Lord blessed him. I mean, he blessed him all throughout, but he got to come with his family again. He got to see his dad again. It's really incredible. So just be faithful. Joseph was a faithful man, and we can definitely learn from that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like you said, is being faithful in his plan that we can be confident in knowing that it's perfect, knowing that he has a plan for us. And I think about that. And just for my little thought that I had too is just really living on purpose in the pleasure of God's way. Because God has a way for us. He has the plan for us. He has the steps of our lives for us. But we've got to be faithful and willing and submissive to it and to what God has for us. And even though it may not seem normal and even though it may not seem comfortable and it might not seem logical.
Yeah.
You've just got to trust in knowing what God has for you. And that should be your prayer. And that's what I had a talk with Mr. Teach Them just yesterday about just, you know, if you had a prayer, you know, what would it be? And he said that God would order my steps. And that would just be the main thing that he would want, that if he could have one prayer, it'd be that. And that's just so good, just thinking about, you know, that's all you really need. Like, everything else falls into place. Everything else just fits just right into the puzzle that is life when you're just in God's way, when you're just following God's plan, when you're following the steps that he has for you, and just being satisfied with it, and just seeking it, just being satisfied, and in that there's pleasure. Whether you may feel it in the moment or not, there's pleasure in living in God's way.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay faithful and find that joy in where he's put you. It's good stuff, Alex. Good stuff. I like that. I like that a lot. Well, old friend.
Narbis.
This is where we tell them what we got to tell them.
Well, this is what Narbis tells them, what they got to tell them.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of Narbis, we were thinking, that we switch up Narbis says just a little bit. Okay. And so Narbis was chatting with me the other day, and he decided he wasn't wanting to do a bunch of random stuff anymore that no one really needed to hear, but instead he was going to start looking into the origins of things and just let us know each week how something began, how something
in
started.
In the beginning. Narbis says what? I did not mean to substitute. Oh, I don't like that at all.
I think people will understand that you didn't mean it that way.
I did not mean it. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay. So this week, Narbis talked to me about the origin of crayons.
Huh. And can I take a wild, wild guess?
Go ahead.
They had berries that they wanted to use to paint, and they started putting these tubes. But, you know, kid lost it one time. And as he lost this berry, some clay got into it.
He said,
that was in this tube. And then they found it. They said, billions of years later.
Crayola.
And then they used it and boom, crayons.
What should we call it? A crown. I think we should call it a crayon. How about a crayon?
We're saying the same thing.
Hey, how do you spell that? Well, they're all spelled the same way.
Crayon.
Well, let's see. Crayons date back to ancient Egyptian and Greeks. They used beeswax and pigmented.
Beeswax.
Yeah, they colored it. And they used it to decorate warships, tombs, decorations, all that kind of thing. So they did that back then. The modern day crayon as we know it. I say crayon. People say crayon.
I say crayon.
Crayon. That's how I say Everyone it. Says it differently, I guess.
No judgment.
I say crayon. But the modern day crayon originated in Europe and came from a mixture of charcoal and oil. That's what we know as a modern day crayon. Comes from the French word, cray, which means chalkstick. And the word, I can also say that word, which means oily. So oily chalkstick. Because it's like chalk, but it's waxy.
I never imagined King Tut using a crayon before. <He's> like,
I need that ocean blue. Crimson red, please.
Can I have orange red? Red orange?
I need violet. Violet, please.
Indigo. I need indigo.
Someone sharpen this.
Did you ever sharpen your crayons?
Yeah.
I never did. Just threw them away.
When I got dull. You got past the first tip. You're like, yep, that's useless. Your mom's like, why am I buying you so many crayons?
I went through 13 crayons of boxes of crayons.
13 crayons of boxes.
In the third grade.
Anyway, so now you know. Thanks, Narbis. And so, potentially that's going to happen every week, maybe.
We'll try.
If Narbis keeps giving it.
Oh, that is good stuff. Okay, man, men, women, go to tuckedint.com.
Right now.
www.tuckedint.com. That's
www.tuckedint.com.
And I really want to stress that it's www.tuckedint.com. So go there. Just look at the merch if you want to. Just buy it if you want to.
Take a screenshot.
And, oh, man, if you guys would buy it and just rep it with us.
I want you guys to know we're buying it for the same price you are.
Yep. Hey, we're no special.
We're all in this together.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
That was a lot of putter there's right in a row.
Okay, well, thank you for everything. Join us on our Patreon for see some after shows, see some exclusive content for just $1 a month. Can you believe that?
I cannot believe that.
I literally cannot.
Oh, my goodness.
Follow us on our Instagram.
Yeah.
To be...
At tuck.in.t.podcast.tucked.
Kind of what he said. And then go ahead. It's tuck.in.t.podcast. And then... you can also leave us a fan mail.
Yeah.
Just as five wonderful people did this week.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'd love for you to be.
And if you go to tuckedint.com, there's a little form at the top in the menu that says contact. You do that, you can actually leave your email with us and with a comment, and we can get your email, and we can email you fan mail.
I love that idea that Joel had for us, so I think we're going to try that. And I guess... Do we wait for them to respond or something?
We'll figure it out.
We will.
Anyway, thanks for making this happen. We are 32 episodes in. 32?
Yeah.
32 episodes in, and we are rolling with our website. And, yeah, you guys made this possible. You've been here for the whole thing. You've been here from terrible mic quality to a little better. And now we're... We got one website, and hopefully we'll just keep growing a little bit each time.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And everything you contribute goes directly back into this, so.
Absolutely. Man, we're just thankful for what you guys
Stay
do for
thankful.
Us.
Yeah, we are.
And we hope that you somewhat enjoy it.
Sure hope so.
All right, let's land this plane, huh?
Okay. With a little jingle.
No.
Okay.
We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.